brings a brand new decade. And if you think about all the big changes that occurred in the last decade, iPads, Instagram, self-driving cars, ride-sharing apps, Candy Crush.
Sweet.
Well, we can only imagine what the world will look like by the end of this one. So today, we put on our prognostication glasses with an eye toward achieving 2020 vision. Let's put the future in focus and talk about what the years ahead will see. We're talking revolutions instead of resolutions for the decade ahead. And no, this is not about politics. With 2020 vision, we see some revolutions already underway. Last week, I ordered red wine with a scroll and a touch on an iPad at one high-end restaurant, while a friend ordered a burger and a milkshake the same way over at Shake Shack. It was awesome, a little weird. Even mundane things are becoming visionary these days. Plant burgers now emulate beef, and a fingerprint can get you through airport security or into a sports stadium. And who carries spare change anymore when parking meter payment is done on a smartphone and you can reserve a spot at the mall or at the airport a week in advance? I don't think my kids even know what a quarter looks like. There are much grander innovations in the works, too. Consider the Hyperloop, which will put passengers in pods hurtling at 600 miles per hour through vacuum tubes from city to city. 2020 vision might even be literal in the decade ahead. Microsoft, Snap, Facebook, Amazon, Google, Apple, they're all working on computers that we will wear on our faces, which would replace our smartphones. So instead of everyone being glued head down to their small screens, they'll be gazing outward, reading messages on their lenses or asking their eyewear to make a call. It promises to bring new meaning to the idea of a blank stare. There's something wrong with this picture. I mean, if smartphones become glasses, well, can't they redesign eyeglasses? Glasses haven't changed in centuries. Or power cords, which surely look like they did in Edison's day. They tangle, they're too short, they're too long. Or water. We buy it, we bottle it, we flavor it, but we still have boil water advisories every month or two here in New Orleans.
We do want to repeat that breaking news we got this morning from the New Orleans Sewage and Water Board. The East Bank of New Orleans, the entire East Bank of New Orleans, is now under a boil water advisory.
And with 2020 vision, we would definitely scan the horizon for a better way to repave or at least fill potholes. Asphalt, especially here, certainly has not kept up with technology. Speaking of technology, not everything benefits from being revolutionized, like video. This trend of visual manipulation through deep fakes, like putting Nicolas Cage, say, in an old movie or Marilyn Monroe in a new one, is terrifying.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Yeah, looking ahead can be disconcerting. At a future-gazing conference in London this fall, experts made some game-changing predictions for the next 10 years. If they're right, we may be seeing virtual referees instead of real ones at the Saints games, which might be an improvement. Or use facial recognition as our ticket to a concert at the Smoothie King Center. They envision domestic robots in one out of every 50 living rooms and neural implants that connect the brain to a computer. Maybe we need to put on blinders for some of this 2020 conjecturing. Perhaps we should focus less on what we see down the road or how we're getting there, and more on where we are today. Because you don't need 2020 vision to know that the world is getting more complicated. So today, as the new decade begins, let's focus on getting along instead of getting ahead. Happy New Year, and may 2020 be revolutionary for you in all the right ways. In New Orleans, I'm Renee Peck.